Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike Cohen, what do you say? Give it up, put it together.
My gambling got worse. It got out of control and it went bad. And I lost. And I couldn't control it. And I got to where I would bet on which star would be the first one to appear at night. Which droplet would run down a pane of glass. Whether it would be a bird or an animal that would make the next noise. And I lost. I sold my family into slavery. I lost everything I owned, and all I had was the clothes I was standing in and my sleeping mat. And I knew I'd have to either lie in the center of town with my hand out begging, or go into the jungle and never be seen again. And I was lying on my mat, and a man came over to me and he said, "It's bad. You're thinking of walking into the jungle and disappearing. We can give you money. You can go into the jungle and get money. We can give you money. Maybe you can buy your family back out of slavery and burn incense for your ancestors and not have them be so shamed." And I said, "What do I have to do?" Said, "I'm from the Shaman's Guild. We want you to get a corpse flower." And I shuddered. Corpse flowers were stories they scared children with. "There's no such thing," I said. "We haven't had one for a long time, but we need one. They're in the jungle. If you get one, we'll give you money to redeem yourself." And I had no choice. He gave me money, and I brought my family back out of slavery, and I burned incense for my ancestors. And then, in the morning, at the edge of town, the track that led into the jungle, two forest people appeared, and they were only as high as my waist. And they led me for 2 days and nights into the jungle. And then they gave me a crude chart that pointed to a little track. And there was the pool, and it had the corpse flowers on it. And I stood at the edge of the water, wearing only a loincloth, a very strong one, because the water was full of razorfish and hagworms that would creep into any hole in your body and colonize it. And I took out the pot of unguent. They had made me drink this strange potion. My blood burned in my body, and my heartbeat, it felt like I could hear a drum beating away slowly and steadily. And I stood at the edge of the pond, that pot of unguent. They had given me a flat piece of wood and said, "Don't get it on your hands, you'll need your hands." And I bent over, and I smeared it on my feet, on my legs, and on my hips around the loincloth, and I hoped that was enough. Waded slowly into the dark water, and I could feel things bumping against me. I waded out to where the corpse flowers were, and I went to the closest one where it was still shallow, and it lay in the water like a huge golden eye. Huge golden eye. And I bent down and plunged my arms into the water, and I could feel the fish. The worms bumping into them, and I felt for the root. Is this the root for the flower? And I sawed at it with the knife they had given me, and the plant shuddered. And I sawed, and I sawed, and just as I almost cut the last tendril, the eye opened, and it was this horrible blue eye staring at me. And I shuddered and cut the last bit of root, and tendrils, roots like tentacles came up and lashed the water, and one caught me across the back, and it was like a rope of fire, but I held on to the flower, and I made my way out of the water, and I stood on the edge of the track. The forest people had disappeared, but I saw the track, and I could feel in my body, it was like the beating of a drum pulling me back towards the town. And I walked, holding that flower, that horrible flower that smelled and stared at me. And I staggered down the path, and it got dark, and it collapsed at the side of the path. And I slept like someone who was dead, and I woke up, and there was that flower still staring at me, clutched in my hand. And I staggered into town, and the streets emptied, and shutters closed over windows. And the beat inside me drew me to the temple of the shamans, and I staggered inside the gate, and I held out that flower, and they came and they took it. They took it from me, and it was about to collapse backwards. I could feel hands holding me. And they brought a long, narrow box around behind me. And they lowered me into the box. And then they lifted up the feet of the box, and it was level. And they put a lid over it. And I could feel the box being lifted up into the air. And I was carried and then lowered. And then I could hear stones and dirt rattling in the box. And I lay there. I lay there in the darkness, hearing the dirt and the stones rattling onto the lid, and I lay there.